From the gaseous Ring Nebula now overhead to the beautiful Saturn system rising in the southeast, rings are a recurring celestial theme. Yet nature lovers often miss the most spectacular examples, the bright, beautiful halos that often encircle the moon and the sun. They may simply be too big to catch our attention. The standard halo has a 22-degree radius, closely matching an outstretched hand with thumb and little finger extended. But they're common. Halos appear against thin cirrus clouds several times each month and are a time-honored harbinger of bad weather. This ancient folklore has a sound basis because the high icy clouds spawning halos often signal the approach of a warm front, with lowering and thickening layers a good bet a few hours later, if the moon or sun is encircled by a much smaller disk whose interior is glowing, then it's not a halo at all, it's a corona, a different animal. Always smaller than halos, coronas can display a wide range of dimensions. And if the glow is fuzzy and poorly defined, with a smearing of pale blue, yellow, or browns, it's an aureole. Coronas and aureoles have no talent for predicting bad weather, because when they appear, the lower clouds are already here. Still, the show's not over even if the clouds reach the ground, because on foggy nights, the interference between light waves, called diffraction, lets colored rings materialize around streetlights. Eye irritation produces the same effect, as you may have experienced after being in a chlorinated pool. Such rings around lights clear up spontaneously, but more ominously, colored halos can also be produced by serious eye problems, such as glaucoma. So how to tell if the colored ring around the moon or a streetlight is really there, or just an artifact of your own eye? It's easy. Block out the light source with an outstretched thumb. If the halo vanishes, your eye manufactured it. If it remains, it's visible to everyone. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.